Hi there, this is Serena Telly, and you're watching CMS TV. Stay colorful.
What is going on, everybody? Chris Aiken Presents here. I am Chris Aiken. That dude right there, Mr. Eric Ferrantinos. Eric, how are you, man?
Great as always, Chris. Thanks for having me back, as usual.
What do you mean having you back? It's your show as much as mine. It's more your show. More people are interested in what you're doing than me.
Oh, they're probably mad at me from the last show.
Why?
They just thought that was some audacity I had to question science and stuff like that.
You know what? I saw some of that too. People can suck my balls. You know, I mean, who, you know, I did see the one guy's, oh, here we go with the tinfoil hat shit again. It's like, you know what, Dick? How about this? Click the off button. Just click the off button. You don't have to watch. Wait till Eric's doing a show and he's videoing from the show and you can watch him play round and round and go, ooh, how dare he challenge an idea? How dare that happen?
Well, God. We give a little bit of everything, a little bit of rock and roll, a little bit of conspiracies, a little bit of comedy.
Yeah, dude, even more to the point, I'll take you out of the picture for a minute.
Sure.
This is what I do. I talk all kinds of shit. I'm on a show called The Classic Metal Show. You know what we barely ever talk about? Classic metal. We almost never talk. This week we're talking about the Guess Who, and I don't even remember what else we talked about. It's at Power Slap. That's right. What we talked about. We did not spend a bunch of time going, dude, you're not going to believe what Gene Simmons said this week.
Let me ask you now, Power Slap, did this go down? Did you guys
watch by
the locals? Okay,
we
tell us about that.
It was great. It was a really fun time. I think what made it more fun was that Neely did not know anything about Power Slap. Okay. Like, he went into it the way I think most people go into it. They've seen like one or two of these little clips on like a YouTube reel of something, or just seeing a guy standing there getting shit slapped out of him. And then they're just like, well, this is stupid. You know, that's how a lot of people are taking it. But when you watch it in the context of the show, you know, where you start to get that vibe of, all right, here's this guy versus this guy. Who do I think is going to win? Why do I think this guy is going to win? You know, and you start, and once you start understanding their techniques and stuff, and it was funny because me, who's watched 900 episodes of Power Slap, I've watched quite literally every piece of video that's on Rumble of Power Slap. I've watched every piece. And when it came to making predictions, I was 0-for-8.
Now, what do you base it off of? Like how big the other person is, or the look in their eye?
That's how Neely was doing it. And he was like 6-2.
Okay.
How I was doing it is I've watched all these guys. So I'm watching there when they're saying, well, here's, you know, Aaron Turpin versus this guy versus Wolverine. I'm like, all right, well, Wolverine is a badass and Wolverine has knocked this guy who's way bigger than this guy out. You know, I'm thinking in my head, how has this worked? And then I come in, I say, well, Wolverine's going to clobber this guy. And then Wolverine gets knocked out. I'm like, what the hell? I just couldn't win. My guy who I've struck up a friendship with, Ryan Phillips, who was the headliner, he got knocked. Not only did he get knocked out, but he got so knocked out that, you know how at the end of, you may not know, but you know from just boxing or anything, you know at the end they bring the two guys up and then they raise the one guy's hand and do the little point underneath to the guy that won?
Sure.
He was so knocked out that they moved to the side of the stage away from where he was laying on the floor to announce the other guy the winner. It was brutal. He
couldn't
got,
even stand there to do the whoa.
Dude, he was unconscious, like real unconscious, for the longest time. And then as the guy that knocked him out was walking off the stage, they showed him finally sitting up. Not up to a chair yet, just on the floor.
Sound good. Have you talked to him since?
Yeah, then? I did, actually. I haven't talked to him, but I texted him, and I just hit him up and said, hey, bro, I hope you're okay. You know,
how's it going in the ICU over there?
Yeah. And he just hit me back with a thumbs up. I mean, I haven't really talked to him. He just gave me the thumbs up. But he has been active on his Instagram, so I'm assuming he's alive. So, but yeah, and it's the weird thing, dude. As much as I don't think there's any reason to feel this way, I'll bet he's got some embarrassment.
Yeah.
Because he got knocked out in front of
this is legit. I mean, this is legit. It's bare hand, right? Bare hands.
Bare hands, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you see a picture of him since the fight?
I have not.
And you would think he would show such things. I mean, it would probably.
Well, he's got a beard, so that might cover some of it.
All right.
But he just went to sleep, dude. I mean, just he just fell kind of. It was almost like Kennedy getting hit with the bullet. It was like back into. It was like forward into the back. It's like whoop whoop. He just went down. I was like,
God, is there betting that goes on?
Interesting. That's a big DraftKings moment there, man. To bet.
So DraftKings is a website that you would go to put some money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You could bet on and they show the betting lines as they bring each guy in. They're like, okay, this guy is, you know, this guy's the dog at plus 210, and this guy's the, you know, the likely winner at negative 150 or whatever. Yeah, they show the betting lines on this. But, dude, I love my combat sports. I'm right now. I'm into, I love Power Slap, but they don't fight enough for me. The one I'm into now, and I actually dropped $50 on it over the weekend. I signed up for a year's worth of it's called the BKFC, the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
Wow.
And it's a great deal. If you're into combat sports,
yeah,
they have two pay-per-views a month. So 24 pay-per-views a year that are all like $20 a hit, or you could sign up for their app for $50 for the year and you get all the pay-per-views as part of it.
That's great.
So I was like, yes, I'm in for this. Yeah. And dude, it is so brutal. I'm hoping they make it to the end of the year without getting banned. That's how brutal it's. They tape up their bottoms of their hands, but it's all bare knuckle, just as you would think.
Right.
And it's 5 2-minute rounds. And these guys just come in and maul each other. And it has a 90% knockout rate.
90%. First guy to get one on the chin goes down. That's
pretty much. And they all either get knocked out or the doctor stops them because they just get ripped to total shit. Their faces are just cut to hell bleeding and, you know, their eyes are swollen shut like Rocky in Rocky One. You know,
is there a lot of dancing around like the?
No, because these guys they just come in and the strategy seems to be that there's no strategy, that there's very little
strategy. Don't use any strategies.
Yeah, the only strategy seems to be just run in there and start throwing punches, and I mean they just get in the middle and they just start beating each other to death. Okay. It's.
Is there any kind of mixed martial arts, like, or is it old timey?
This is just oldie time fists. But
do they take a stance like this?
No.
All right, you put up your dukes there.
What they try to do, the only move that I've seen that they all seem to try to do is they try to get close to each other in the corner and come up with a vicious uppercut because a bare knuckle right to the jaw.
That's the only hope for the little guys like me. That if it's a big guy, at least when I go to punch the face, it gets right in the jaw, which hopefully will be a KO.
Dude, check this out now. As if this wasn't enough, there's another one of Bare Knuckle. This one is called BYB, the Backyard Brawling or something.
Okay.
And what I love about all these is they're dressed up like the UFC. It's not some bullshit in somebody's backyard. I mean, it's real nice. It's in a it's in a nice venue. They've obviously spent a bunch of money. It's all endorsed by companies that you've sort of heard of, or at least some of the companies, like OnlyFans is an endorser, and some vodka company is an endorser, and an energy drink. It's, you know, legitimate money is into this.
Just only questionable companies endorse it.
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's all right. Fine with me. I don't want Ford Motor Company endorsing it, because then they'll take away some of the brutality.
That's right. Yep.
But there's this other one, the BYB, the Bare Knuckle Brawls.
Okay.
It's the same basic concept as this one. They just come in and they fight, except they're in a triangle ring.
Oh, interesting.
Which, now that creates a different strategy.
Okay.
Because these guys, they try to push the other guy into the corner, because unlike boxing where you can kind of slide out of the corner,
right,
it's angled tighter, so you can't slide out of the corner. As they start to try and get out of the corner, the guy comes around with a hook and just belts him back into the corner. Oh, it
cuts down the distance. I mean, I don't know geometry that well, but like, it cuts down the distance of how much room you have to run. But
it locks you. If you get stuck in the corner, you're fucked. I mean, you're just fucked. But to answer your question, I know that's a long way around with a lot of other stuff, but yeah, we did do the power slap, and we're going to do other stuff as well. We're going to, we're probably going to do, now that I'm hooked on this bare knuckle boxing, we're definitely going to probably do one of those.
How did you do the watch along? How did you set it up for your people?
We just did it we did it a little different than me and you did as far as the angles and stuff, but, for the very most part, I ran it. It was on Rumble. It was playing live on Rumble, and I ran it, and I just put us in the bottom corner.
Okay.
For the most part, and then when they were talking in between, like as they were doing the walk-ins and stuff, I was turning the volume kind of like three quarters of the way down so that they could hear me and Neely shooting the shit. But
interesting.
But yeah, it was cool. It was very cool. It was very fun. We had a pretty decent crowd that hung out and, you know, stayed for, I think it was 3 hours. And
were you pausing it during any of this, or did you let it roll the whole time?
We just let it go.
Okay.
We just let it go.
Well, you chose to like talk during like in between the rounds type.
Yeah.
Thing mostly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't. And that was the one thing, and I had a couple emails, like, this wasn't really funny at all. And I was like, yeah, well, you know what? We weren't really telling jokes at all. Right. It was exactly what it was supposed to be. It was like when me and you did it, we were telling some jokes.
That's right. You want jokes, you have to watch the Thursday Night Fright Bite,
that's which right.
If you're part of the locals, you're going to get this. And one, when is it? It's on the 25th. It's the last Thursday. We try to do it the last Thursday of the month, unless one of us can't do it, we'll move to Thursday. But the movie we're going to do is Rubber, about a murderous tire.
So dumb.
Another brilliant choice of Chris Aiken. So it'll be him and Count Krakula hosting this. And that's just all laughs and goofy.
Yeah.
That's brutality.
Meant to be. It's meant to be fun and funny. This is meant to be fun. But this is just the one that Neely and I did was just a true watch along. It was really just like if I was in there, like if I had people over. Literally, it was, you know, grab some beers, drinking some beers, and I'm watching just like everybody else was. And it was fun. It was fun, though. And it was fun watching Neely, who, you know, kind of comes off a lot of the times like all this stuff is beneath him.
Okay.
It was nice to see him just kind of jump in with the guys type of a thing.
It's a primal thing, I think.
Yeah.
With, men to want to watch boxing and contact sports or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's just something, dude. I don't know about you, but I'm just tired of the same old shit. You know, I want to do different stuff. I know, like me and Seth, I actually had my first conversation last Friday with the AA baseball team near here, the Indians AA team. They have a because they have a.
So
nice
they're called
little...
the Indians, but they're just part of the. Different
well, no,
league.
they're called oh. the Rubber Ducks, the Akron okay. Rubber Ducks. It's a terrible name. And the Indians aren't even called the Indians anymore. They're the Guardians now, but I refuse to do that. So it's the Indians double A team. And we're gonna do a thing where we're gonna actually do a broadcast with our phones until our phones die, you know, of broadcasting from the game. And it's just gonna be us sit with our phones with headphones on and we'll talk in between and then we'll turn the camera around and watch some baseball. Comment on the, you know, just something different and fun. And I just want to do more stuff. And I don't want to be like on any of these shows. I don't want to be like every other fucking show.
Right.
All right. Here's our guest. And we're going to talk to him for 45 minutes and then see you later. We'll see you next week. Bye bye.
There's a lot of shows out there right now.
I know, but none of them are doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
They're all just
they don't
doing
change anything. They don't change their deal at all. They just keep doing yeah. the same.
Same shit. Dude, yeah. that's like I with my interview stuff, I send it all over to Charlie Kendall for Charlie Kendall's Metal Shop.
Okay.
And they take the interviews and they use pieces of the interviews on Metal Shop. And so I send them the completed, you know, the just like we're doing here.
Right.
The completed interview on video. Charlie hit me up the other day and he was like, dude, the way you got that looking is so awesome. And I was like, well, thanks. He's like, dude, I see 4,300 podcasts a week.
Right.
And they're all just crap. They all yeah. just look like crap. And at least we're trying to make it look a little better. And
yeah, why not? With the screens and stuff. Yeah. Some people try to keep it real. They go with their bed in the background.
Yeah, yeah, that's terrible. That's just terrible. Yeah. You know, especially when it's so easy to do better. I mean, I'm not saying what mm-hmm. we're doing is cutting edge at all, but
no,
it's better than what most people are doing. And dude, you're not a tech. Let's
no,
be clear.
No.
You're not a tech by any means.
No.
You figured out the green screen week one.
I remember I go, hey, if I'm going to do this, let's like try to do it right. And Amazon, it was only like, God, I know it was less than $100 to get the whole setup.
Yeah, the lights
the green
and
screen,
everything.
The lights, the stand, the whole to be totally podcast ready was like less than $100.
Yeah.
And it came in like a day or two. Mm-hmm. And I still use it today. Everything's still working. We're over a year into this.
Yeah.
And I think at first it used to take me forever. It would take me an hour to get this thing set up. But I would say if I want to time myself almost the next time just to see how long it takes. I think I get it all set up in less than 5 minutes.
Right. Yeah, I mean it's not terribly hard. My point is it's not terribly hard to do something that looks better than everything else.
Right.
And that's all I've really been that's the only thing I really care about is that we look a little cooler. You know, mm-hmm. is it amazing? No. But we're using every feature that we have on StreamYard right. to make it work.
I've had some problems everybody knows that watches the show throughout this year, technical problems.
Right.
I'm hoping they were finally solved. Like
seems to be
the Verizon box that I was using that worked so well at my old place, that thing is officially out of the loop. And okay. I think that was causing problems for some reason too. Like since even though I was using Susan's Wi-Fi, I got a booster, which I think right. that's helping to get it too. To the furthest point here. But I still had that Verizon box plugged in.
Right.
And it might have been doing something or trying to communicate. And also I had the TV logged into that.
Right.
And now that I've alleviated those two, it seems like it's less communications going on with my computer. So
you're clean right now, that's for sure.
That's great. And I do want to soon start streaming at least my Facebook page. I figure out how to do it to the subscriber page first. My only issue there is like on my Facebook page, it's such a wide group of people and friends, and mm-hmm. our show might not be for everybody. So I almost don't know if it's better to continue just putting a link up on my Facebook for the people who do want to see it. I might do it that way, but I did like the idea of streaming it to my subscriber page. So I want to figure out how to do that. I want to research it. I thought it'd be easy to do today. I didn't have time. I will right before the next episode of our show.
Well, when you get back on, you'll be back Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. On the 22nd, I will be here. So
on Monday, me and you'll just get on, we'll get on a StreamYard and I'll have you actually log into the StreamYard instead of being a guest. Okay. And then we'll just set up your Facebook so that I could just set it up as a connection nice. Every week. That and that'd make it a whole lot easier, I'd imagine, as if I just set right. it up that way. So mm-hmm. but I need you to do that because you sure. have to be you have to verify with Facebook that you're you.
Right.
That's the caveat. So
got it.